Good afternoon, this is Christian Wawel recording another podcast for Blind Call Tech. It is 4 p.m. on July the 12th, 2006. Today, we're going to be talking about the Humble Outlook Express mailbox. How to back it up, how to look after your mailboxes. Now, there's several programs out there on the internet that actually allow you to do this, but we're going to be using the manual way of doing it since I don't have an application that will do this. Okay, so I'm going to Windows D to my desktop, and the first thing we're going to do is create a backup folder. I'm going to do this on the desktop for demonstration purposes.
Windows D, list view not selected, recycle bin, 1 of 16. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
I slowed my jaws down a bit so that everybody can understand what's happening. And we're going to applications.
Applications, context menu, arrange icons by sub-property, new sub-menu.
And I've gone up twice to new.
Folder F.
And I go to the right and I land on folder.
Enter, leaving menus, edit, new folder, type in text.
So, at this point, we've got a folder. I'm going to call it backup.
B-A-C-K-U-P.
And press enter.
Enter, list view backup, 17 of 17. To move.
Okay, I've decided that I'm going to do this now. I lost my internet connection a while ago. I'm waiting for it to come back up, so I kind of figured that I would do this while I'm waiting, so it may not get up on Blind Call Tech today. Now, I'm going to press enter on my backup folder.
Enter, backup, folder view, list view, zero items. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
We've opened that. It is an empty folder. Now, I'm going to go to my computer.
Start menu, so end, my end, my end, my music, end, my computer, so enter.
And press enter, and I'm now...
Stuff left, local disk left, parent C, colon, right, parent.
Going to go to the local disk C.
Enter, folder view, list view.
Go down to document
settings.
I landed
C64 music.
On C64 music, which is the top option. I go down one to documents
document
and settings.
Settings.
Press enter.
Enter, folder view, list view, not selected, all users, 1 of 2.
Now this depends on the PC you have as to whether you get this configuration I've got.
Alt T, menu, map.
Why did I go there? I don't know.
Christian Wawel.
I'm going to go down to me. Now, depending on how your system is configured, different PCs are configured differently. So you need to trace back where your files have been saved to. If any of you have installed scripts into JAWS, you will already know this first step. But generally, the username, if it's a bot machine, it might be something like user. If it's a Dell or something, I don't know how they're all set up. Every machine is different. So I'm going to press, go down to...
Christian Wawel.
There we are, that's my name. Press enter.
Enter, folder view, list view, not selected, contacts, 1 of 8.
Okay, there's nothing here that we can use. What's happened is the folder we need to be in, local settings, is hidden. So what I need to do, I need to go to the menu bar.
Menu bar, file to navigate, press left or right arrow, F.
And go to tools.
Edit, E. View, V. Favorites, set tools, T.
And press down to get into the menu.
Menu, folder options, dot, 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 O.
And go up.
Map network drive.
We landed on map network drive and I went up to land on folder options. Press enter.
Enter, leaving menus, folder options, dialog, general page, tasks, show common tasks in folders, radio button checked, 1 of 2.
Okay.
The selection, press.
I'll stop the jaws with the control key.
Shift tab, general tab.
And we're on the general tab. Now I'm going to move along to the right to the view tab.
View tab.
Now I need to tab round about twice. Just tab around until we get to a tree view.
Tab, view page. You can apply the view left parent such as details or tiles right parent that you are using for this folder to all folders. Folder views apply to all folders button. To a tab, folder views reset all folders button. To tab, tree 1 tree view. Files and folders opened. 17 items. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
Oh, I can close that because...
Level 0.
No.
Files and...
Okay, the first 17 items. There's 17 items in here and we need to go down until we find one called... Hidden files and folders.
Level 1. Automatically search for network folders and print as dash. Display file size information in folder tips dash ont. Display simple folder view in explore. Display the contents of system folder. Display the full path in the address bar dash. Display the full path in the title bar dash. Do not cache thumbnails dash off. Hidden files and folders opened.
Okay, there's two items in here. We have...
Level 2. Do not show hidden files and folders dash on. 1 of 2.
Or...
Show hidden files and folders dash off. 2 of 2.
Okay, I'm going to press the space bar on this to activate.
Space. Show hidden files and folders dash on. 2 of 2.
And we're now going to tab around to the OK button.
Tab. Restore defaults. Tab. OK button. Space. Folder view list view. Not selected application data. 1 of 17. To move to items.
Stop. Now we need to go down to local settings. I can either arrow down to this or I can press L.
L, local settings.
There we go, and press enter.
Enter, folder view list view, not selected application data, 1 of 5.
And we go to application data by selecting
application
it.
Application data.
And press enter.
Enter, folder view list view, not selected application history, 1 of 5.
Now, I don't know what that is, but the folder we want is the next one down called identities.
Identities.
You may have to press I to get to that. I would advise doing so. Press enter.
Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected. Left brace 70C82 13C-1B9-4CB2-A2B7... 1 of 1.
Now that is a unique ID to my machine. That will vary, but the general format of that is the same. Numbers and letters. So we select that.
Left brace 70.
And press enter on it.
Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected. Microsoft. 1 of 1.
So you're in Microsoft. Select
Microsoft.
That.
Enter. And folder press enter. View, not selected Outlook Express, 1 of 1.
Go down to Outlook Express. Express and press enter.
Enter. Folder view list view, not selected bct.dbx dbx file 521 kb, 1 of
3. And these are what we've got. There's
bct.dbx deleted items.dbx dbx file 443 kb, drafts.dbx folders.dbx other stuff.dbx hotmail-inbox.dbx inbox.dbx offline.dbx outbox.dbx pop3window.dbx sentitems.dbx stuff.dbx tokeep.dbx.
Okay, so we've got all these folders, and what we do now, these dbx files are the data files that Outlook Express uses to create its internal folders. So what we do a control A
dbx file. What?
And we'll mute the speech because it was going to read the whole thing. And we press Control C to copy.
Copy selection to clipboard.
We now Alt Tab to the backup folder we created earlier.
Alt Tab, backup, backup, folder view, list view, zero items.
And press Control V.
Paste it from clipboard, 8%. Copy in ... dialog. From apostrophe Outlook expresses to backup other stuff.dbx other stuff.dbx, 28%. 54%. 77%. 99%.
And
view list view. bct.dbx dbx file 521 kb. 1 of 13. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
So we've landed. So we've landed now on the
bct.dbx.
The first folder, the bct.dbx. Surprise, surprise, it's my BTC blank alt-tech. BCT, sorry. It's my BCT email folder. I've set up mailbox rules, thanks to Lynette Tatum showing people how to do that, so that when my email comes in, anything that is to do with Blind Cool Tech goes in the Blind Cool Tech folder. Anything to do with anything else goes in my inbox, and then I sort out the rest. So what you could do now is you could actually, if you wanted to, you could actually copy this to a drive, a thumb drive, flash card, anything you have where you can back it up safely. If you're rebuilding your PC, it's particularly important, as I will be doing, or I did do, and it went wrong. More about that in another podcast. So, that pretty much concludes my short podcast on backing up my email folders. Now, that actually will keep attachments as well. So if you've got attachments off people, that will take the whole thing. The attachments are stored within the DBX files, so there's no worry about going rootling around on your machine looking for said attachment files. They're all stored in, they're like archives, like zip files in a way. Everything is compressed down into one of these files. So everything is there, the email message, the attachment, the whole thing. Obviously, depending how many folders you want to back up, if you're a hoarder like me and you want to keep your email, then you want to probably have a lot of emails. I've got a fair few. One of my folders called Other Stuff is quite big. So there's quite a lot in there. So, hope this has been of use to the Blind Cool Tech community. This is Christian Waywell, about to sign off, but before I do, I just want to say I can be contacted via email at kwhawell@kwhawell.plusplus.com. I can be reached on the Blind Cool Tech mailing list, but there is at the moment a slight problem. Having bought a new PC and got it all nicely set up and running last week, in the middle of listening to a podcast last Thursday, I think it was, the stupid thing decided, I'm going to die. And kind of die it did. I lost the whole thing. Fortunately, I'd backed up my email from this machine, back on my old clanky 3.2 gig Barton based Athlon thingy, which has been a good machine since 2004, but hey, everybody needs a new PC from time to time, and this thing is no exception to the rule, I'm afraid. This machine is kind of dying, but that's all right because I needed a new machine anyway, I think anyway. So I've got to wait now for the engineers. There is a podcast hopefully on the way, if it works out right, about that. My experience with the engineers and how they fix the PC and things. Providing it works. It may not come out, but hopefully it will. So, I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. And this is Christian Waywell signing out.